Okay, so this is episode number 2. Sorry, I'm not editing this. It's gonna be super boring, I suppose. I need to jump in and just do this. You know me. I'm recording using the Anchor app on my phone, so I hope the quality isn't too bad. Again, this is my second episode, month number 2, so thank you for listening. A lot of stuff has been going on in this past month. I've really been working on just piecing episodes together and trying to make the best sense of them. I am still working on my cover art from a commission that an artist friend of mine is working on. She did take a lot of commissions back October, November, December, so she's getting caught up on that. I'm just super excited to see that. Also, my intro, I had that recorded, but it didn't quite go as well as I wanted it to. But luckily, my buddy's gonna work on that with me again and just spiff up this podcast. I don't really want to put garbage out. I mean, I want you to have the best listening experience as can be, but I can't keep waiting and having excuses. So, you know, it's January, first of the year, everyone's going to have their resolutions and things like that, because it's a clean slate. It's like God's grace, able to start over. What's on people's mind, though, is that clean slate, the official chance to start over, to start new, and really, you can do that anytime. Weight loss, habit changes, food changes, diet changes, you know, that's everything that's on people's mind generally. They have resolutions, but recently I've learned that there's a buzzword called the word of the year. I've been doing that myself without even realizing it. Past couple of years, it's been hope, faith, joy. And really, I don't know what my word is going to be this year. And I don't feel like it's something that I can tell you right now. It's just, it's got to come to me. And it's not going to be immediate. I might not find out what my word is until April. I can't define a timeline for working on myself, my family, and those around me. I mean, the faith one, that really lasted a while. I'd say at least a year and a half. Joy, I don't even know if it lasted a full 6 months. But that's just what's been on my heart. And right now, trust is coming to mind. Hope is coming to mind. But I don't know if those are my words. What will your word be? What are you going to do differently this year? In my opinion, it doesn't have to be an entire year. If you can get something done in 3 months, so be it. Get it done in 6 months, let it be. A year and a half, you know what? However long it takes you to get there, do it. Don't hold off. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do right now on this podcast. Just get it going and get it moving and not having these excuses anymore. Which brings me back to my health and lifestyle. I don't exercise like I should. There's always going to be some excuse. I feel like with me being a multi-potential light, once I get something figured out and I know that I can do it, then I just decide I don't want to do it anymore. And I lost a lot of weight. I got back under 200 pounds in Wonderland, as we call it, O-N-E, being in the 100 pound range. Oh, I mean, like, I'm not 100 pounds. I'm like 193, not 245. That's what I mean. But the diet that I was doing, I know serves me well. I know it can help me lose weight. And I know it's something that I can live on. But it's restrictive in the fact that it's limited on salt, limited on sugar, limited on fats to an extreme. And that's just not tasty. So anyway, for me, It's just one day at a time. Tomorrow, I will try and do some physical activity aside from the norm. Tomorrow, I will have a healthy diet, like not eating two bowls of cereal or six eggs. I'm not saying that's what I normally do. I'm just using that as an excuse. So it's January 2nd and it's only the second day and I'm already a loser. I'm just kidding. I should not have added that because now I can't edit it out. Anyway, that was a Friends reference. But tomorrow is January 3rd and it's not too late to get started. My apologies. I'm so sorry that you had to hear that. Like I said, I'm recording on my phone and I'm not going to be editing because it's just going to be something else that holds me back and keeps me from releasing this episode. I still want to get more out there as far as some of the topics I covered in the first episode, the last mini episode back in December. Anyway, I'm starting to ramble. I'm not even looking at bullet points. I'm not looking at anything right now. I'm just going off the top of my head because I need to know that I put an episode out. Like I said before, I don't know if it's going to be every week, every 2 weeks, or every month. But right now, it's looking like it's every month. And I've got to commit to get it done. So I'm committing to continuing to get my podcast out there. I'm committing to get healthier through my diet and through exercise. And I'm not talking about like jumping jacks and burpees. I'm talking just basic form of physical activity, of taking a walk around the block, something more than what I'm doing. And I encourage you to get out of your comfort zone as well. If there's something you've been wanting to do, act on it. Well, that's all for 10:15 at night. Take care of yourself, and I hope to hear from you soon. Don't forget, check out my Instagram, scattered_outloud, and there you'll find my Linktree account. Take care.